It's Wednesday morning and time for Managing Your Money, brought to you by ESB Financial for banking, investments, trusts, and mortgage. And on this Wednesday morning, the final day of November, we say hello and good day to our friend Candace Wakeman, Marketing Officer, ESB Financial. Candace, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron. It's a little cold out there, but I'm doing good.
It is chilly as we roll into, I guess, December starting tomorrow. And I guess, the most wonderful time of the year, the holidays are upon us and shopping has started.
Yeah. Holiday shopping is in full swing for some. And we thought it would be great to highlight this week how we can holiday spending on a budget. We know it can be hard at times, but we're here to help with a few tips on how you can budget over the holidays, especially when gift giving.
All right, Candace, do tell, holiday spending, what tips do you have for us?
Well, before you get started, try to write on everyone you plan to give a gift to. This way you know who, what, and how much you are spending for each person. I'm sure many of you did your shopping this past week to catch great deals during Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, and Cyber Monday. We always encourage you to be proactive and start shopping early. If you wait till the last minute, you tend to overspend because you buy everything at once and you don't find the best deals. Stay on top of your spending by checking in with your account frequently. You know, ESB's mobile app is great for this because it allows you to check in and be in full control of your spending. Considering making homemade gifts, this is a great way to save money, and most times are the most memorable ones. The First Party Art Walk is this weekend as well, so be sure to check that out, as there will definitely be so many homemade gifts from all the artists there. Save up time over, for larger gifts. This prevents you from depleting your accounts and going into debt over the holidays. And then our last tip is to make sure to factor in your shipping cost. Items may appear cheaper than in stores, but then once you add that shipping cost on, it might be more expensive than you planned. So a great way to avoid shipping costs is to shop local and make sure to check out any small businesses before you go shopping online.
Very sound advice, and you're right on the shipping. Sometimes those prices look really good, and then the shipping tally is added to it, and you go, oh, not as good as it looked a couple of minutes ago. That does happen, so please pay attention to that. All right, Candace, do you have a money message for us?
Well, I wanted to highlight our holiday hours. All of our bank locations will be closed Saturday, December 24th for Christmas Eve, and then we will be closed on Monday, December 26th in observance of Christmas Day. Year-end transactions will need to be finalized on Friday, December 30th. Our lobbies will be open till 5:30 p.m. that day, and then their drive-thrus will be open till 6 p.m. that day. All of our bank locations will also be closed Saturday, December 31st for New Year's Eve, and then Monday, January 2nd in observance of New Year's Day. And also, I just wanted to let everybody know, our gnomes are up. So make sure to stop by and check those out. Lots of fun.
The gnomes are up. We know it's the holidays now.
Yes, yeah, for sure.
The ESB Financial gnomes are there. Check them out at ESB Financial, their Merchant Street location there. Candace, thank you very much.
Thanks, Ron.
Candace Wakeman, Marketing Officer, ESB Financial. Managing Your Money, brought to you by ESB Financial, an Emporia tradition since 1901, with locations in Emporia and Manhattan. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.